Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on the list.
Liz died for the blacklist. Whether she died in vain is up to you.
But no need to be scared.
I haven't thrown a Halloween party in a minute.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, October 21st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. A group of Netflix employees staged a walkout Wednesday in protest of Dave Chappelle's controversial stand-up special, The Closer, which many have criticized as transphobic and harmful to transgender people. The walkout was organized by a trans employee resource group at the streamer, which has reportedly demanded that Netflix adopt new measures to address transphobic content and invest in trans and non-binary creators. The walkout represents the culmination of weeks of backlash to Chappelle's special, in which the comedian makes numerous mocking remarks about the LGBTQ community and transgender people in particular. Netflix employees' anger over the special escalated after Ted Sarandos, the streamer's co-CEO, defended the special in two separate memos to staff. You can read those memos and see statements from the streamer and from those supporting the walkout at EW.com. That's, of course, where you can also find other news reviews, interviews, and much more. Now, time to solve the case of today's picks, starting with number three, One of Us is Lying. The Peacock series wraps up its first season today, and with it, the mystery of Simon's murder. But first, the penultimate episode will see the Bayview 4 race against the clock to exonerate Nate after his arrest for the murder last week. Then, in the finale, all will be revealed on Halloween night. And while fans of the book think they know what's coming, trust us when we say that some things play out differently from how it all happens on the page. Here's a clip from the finale.
Why are you risking your future for me, Bronwyn?
Because I want to be with you. Not just because we're thrown into this weird situation together and I think you're hot, although I do, but you're also smart, and you're funny, and you do the right thing more often than you give yourself credit for. And I like that you never sugarcoat anything, and your horrible taste in movies, and the fact that you have an actual lizard. And I can't go more than a few minutes without wanting to kiss you, so there's that.
It was more of a rhetorical question, you know.
How cute are those two? Well, provided neither of them is a murderer. You can find out the truth right now. The final two episodes of One of Us is Lying are currently streaming on Peacock.
Number two.
Now, let's get baked. Well, not that way. Or maybe. With our number two pick, Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. TV's most unlikely dynamic duo are bringing a new competition special to Peacock, pitting talented bakers against each other in a delectable Halloween showdown. Teams of three bakers will be tasked with baking and building an immersive 12 by 12 foot Halloween world that people can explore, taste, and devour. Sounds delightful, right? Well, there's a catch. Their worlds must be inspired by the concept of fear. Picture larger-than-life-sized chocolate spiders, cake monsters, and sugar-coated trees flowering with treats. Not gonna lie, though, that still sounds pretty delightful. I recently spoke to Snoop and Martha about what it was like to watch these scary sweet creations take shape.
Snoop, I think maybe you even pointed it out at one point. You're like, wait, this is edible and that's edible? Like, that's what was kind of mind-blowing, to see what these people create. Of course, when, you know, some of them are working in gastronomy, right? That's the right term. And all these other things to create stuff. Snoop, what impresses you most about what these folks did?
What impressed me the most was how they had an idea and then they brought that idea to life. And we was able to see them create the whole situation. And then
big ideas,
like they had an ice man that was cutting up ice and making a throne. Then they had stuff around it and it felt like he was walking in a cave. Then they had this one thing like a haunted house where you could walk in the house, but everything was edible. The walls, the tables, the bugs, the lights, everything. So it was like, it was different for me because I was looking at it like it was a set from a movie, but at the same time, you could eat everything on the set. And then my mind was gone, so I had the munchies, so it was a nice pleasurable situation for me.
And of course, Halloween is one of those holidays that so perfectly lends itself to all of this kind of stuff that we see, on display here. Martha, I think you even say in the show that Halloween's one of your favorite holidays. What do you particularly love about it so much?
Well, I like scary. I like to surprise. I love to get dressed up in costume. I always have. I love Halloween makeup. I like to make my face look like whatever I can imagine. I mean, I once went to a restaurant as a train wreck that I had just come out of. And some man said, "Oh, you're dressed up for Halloween." I said, "No, I actually was in a terrible accident. And I had all stitches all over my face, you know." And his wife was nudging and saying, "I told you not to ask her." And I made him feel really, really bad until I admitted that I was just dressed up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I like. I like to really fool people with costume.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to that in a second because I got to ask you, Snoop. You're one of those people who strikes me that you would probably be afraid of nothing. But what are you afraid of? Do you have a big fear?
I'm afraid of a lot of stuff. Martha, no, I'm afraid. Tell him some of the stuff I'm afraid of, Martha.
He's afraid of lobsters. He's afraid of worms. He's afraid of so many things. That kind of afraid. And he stands back. He doesn't want to try things. He's awful about it.
I'm a scaredy cat. You didn't know that. See, Martha exposed me. I am a dog, but I am a scaredy cat.
That's the next iteration of your name.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to spoil too much about your costumes here, Martha. You kind of alluded to, loving to dress up. I did go back and look at some old costumes. You do love some colored contacts as well, which you do here.
They're the best, and anybody can wear them. If you can, put up with contacts in your eyes, which I can. I've been wearing them since I was 16. You can wear these great contacts that you can have starburst. You can have yellow eyes. You can have black eyes. You can have red eyes. You can do anything you want with contact lenses. It's really fabulous.
And very easy. And Snoop, I'll just say your costume was pretty super.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a superhero. I grew up loving the Super Friends, and anytime I can get myself into one of those, superhero outfits or to feel like that, then I put my own flavor on it too. So I'm not just a regular superhero. I am a dog. So you'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Last thing I got to ask both of you here, as we do on our What to Watch podcast, we ask the very important question, what you watching? So what TV movies have you checked out lately that you would recommend to folks?
Well, I've been watching Scenes from a Marriage. It's way too painful for me. It's like, that's bad.
Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac, though, they're fantastic.
Bad. Bad, good, but bad.
Yeah, right. right, yeah.
I lived through that over the last 20 years, so it's again, bad.
Good stuff there. Snoop, how about you?
I'm watching BMF on Stars.
Oh, yeah, another 50 Cent production, right?
Can I say this? That's off the hook.
Really?
Stars, that entire, the Power Universe, that show, they're doing such a great job with all of that.
Man, I mean, it is engaging. I'm so locked in. I can't wait till Sundays to watch it.
What about Squid Game?
Oh, wow. Oh. That's crazy. That's crazy, Martha.
Did you watch it?
I watched all of it, and I was so lost at the end. I'm like, is this for real, or what's going on? Like, are they trying to tell us something?
Now I know how to do a tug of war. Do you know how now?
Boy, do I.
Did you learn the rules, Snoop?
I learned the rules, the handbook 101.
I know.
But you're right. Yeah, tug of war. It's all in that initial lean back. I will never forget that.
No.
That is committed to memory.
So me and Martha, we're going to be on the same team when we have a tug of war, because we got two people that know the rules. We're definitely supposed to win.
We are going to be, and I think we can have our host here too.
Invincible. I will gladly join you. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with both of you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jared Hall, you have been a cool interviewer, baby.
I appreciate it, Snoop. Great to see you both. Take care.
Oh, Snoop and Martha, they are so much fun. And I'm not kidding. I would gladly be on their Squid Game team. That show, by the way, of course, the entire world is watching. You can find that on Netflix, of course. You can also stream Scenes from a Marriage on HBO Max. And Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween is available right now on Peacock. And be sure to check out my entire video interview with them at EW.com. It's trivia time. What actor did Martha Stewart break up with after seeing his performance in an iconic horror movie? Anthony Hopkins, Robert Englund, or Jack Nicholson? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. And now, time to check off our number one pick for today, The Blacklist. The NBC drama is back for its ninth season, which will kick off a new era for Raymond Reddington and company. Tonight's premiere jumps forward 2 years following the death of Elizabeth Keene, with the FBI task force having disbanded and Reddington's whereabouts unknown. But when one of their own is injured in the line of duty, the members of the task force are drawn back together to bring down a conspiracy that could shatter global security. After all, just because our heroes have been away doesn't mean the criminal world hasn't kept on ticking. Here's a clip from the premiere with Cooper trying to track down Reddington in Cuba.
Perfect timing.
I'm not here to drink.
I know why you're here. I've sent for the doctor.
I came to see Reddington.
Which is why I called the doctor. Like you, I follow protocol. Put a mark on the mailbox, I call the doctor. Reddington wants you to find him, you will. If he doesn't, you won't. Sit, drink. Doctor be here soon. A list of sights to see in Havana. I highly recommend La Cabaña.
I'm leaving as soon as I speak with Reddington.
I'm sure you will, but that won't be for a few days. There was a flood in the Amazon.
The Amazon? I thought it was in Cuba.
He might be. Eventually.
I can't wait. This... why I came. It's urgent.
Oh, probably should not have drank that, Coop. Well, tune in to see the new age of The Blacklist get underway. The premiere kicks off tonight at 8 on NBC. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What actor did Martha Stewart break up with after seeing his performance in an iconic horror movie? Anthony Hopkins, Robert Englund, or Jack Nicholson? I'm gonna guess she probably didn't want him to have her for dinner after seeing the movie. The answer is Anthony Hopkins. Stewart has said that she ended her brief relationship with the actor because she, quote, couldn't get past his performance as Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs. But that doesn't mean she's not a fan of the movie. In fact, she gave it a little shout out in Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. Have a listen.
I like really scary movies that are realistic, like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, man.
Well, now I wonder how she feels about fava beans and Chianti. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.